Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. And this is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Gloria Sarmiento, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Thursday, June 12, 2025. We'll have news, sports, we'll have music. We'll talk about an iconic cartoon of Argentina, Mafalda, on the occasion of something that is happening with it. A big story for the lovers of this comic book. But I'll tell you more about that later. Also, we'll be honoring Charly García, the national rock icon, who is going to be named Doctor Honoris Causa by the University of Buenos Aires. We'll be listening to plenty of his music today. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXA. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency 5850 kHz and also via internet on riot.com.ar. Plus, you can also get our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. It's called Digital RAE, and you get it for Android or Apple phones. We are now ready to get started with the news. These are the headlines. President Milei confirms in Israel that the Argentine embassy will move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem next year. Argentine courts consider granting house arrest to former President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, convicted of corruption. Two police officers killed in Bolivia during clashes with Evo Morales supporters blocking roads. State of emergency declared in Los Angeles due to riots and looting during anti-immigration protests. Argentine government authorizes river vessels to use biodiesel. Sports, Franco Mastantuono passes medical check ahead of his move to Real Madrid. And these are the news. President Javier Milei confirmed in Israel that Argentina's embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem next year. He made the announcement while speaking before the Israeli parliament, where he defended military actions against Hamas in Gaza. In that regard, he said, "Argentina stands with you in this difficult time," but added, "Unfortunately, the same cannot be said about the international community, which has fallen for terrorist propaganda." In his view, on one side, there is barbaric terrorism that kills and destroys, referring to the Palestinian militia. On the other side, speaking of Israel, he described it as a nation fighting for its right to exist and the only stronghold of freedom and democracy in the region. Mr. Milei concludes his official visit to Israel today after meetings with President Isaac Herzog and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The tour began last week in Rome and continued through the Vatican, Madrid and Nice. Argentine courts are reviewing a request from former President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner to serve her sentence under house arrest in Buenos Aires. At over 70 years old, she's legally entitled to request this benefit. Authorities are assessing whether her sentence can be carried out in an apartment in the Constitución neighborhood as she requested. The former vice president was sentenced to 6 years in prison and a lifetime ban from holding public office. She was convicted in 2022 for diverting public funds during road construction in Patagonia. Her legal team claims she is innocent and politically targeted and appealed the case all the way to the Supreme Court, but on Tuesday, the highest tribunal upheld the sentence and ordered it to be enforced. Thousands of people gathered yesterday to show support for the former president, who governed from 2007 to 2015. International messages of solidarity also came from Brazil's President Lula da Silva and Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum. In Bolivia, two police officers were killed during a confrontation with supporters of former President Evo Morales, who were blocking a road. The incident occurred in Jajagua in the Potosí region, according to government sources. Officials say the officers were shot while trying to clear the blockade. Roadblocks have been spreading for weeks across the Andean country. Morales' followers demand that he be allowed to run in the upcoming August 17 general votes. However, the courts disqualify him from running, stating that he already served the constitutional maximum number of terms between 2005 and 2019. A nighttime curfew is now in effect in downtown Los Angeles following riots triggered by protests against Donald Trump's immigration policies. Mayor Karen Bass declared a state of emergency from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. She explained the measure is meant to curb looting and vandalism. The unrest broke out after a wave of demonstrations against federal migrant raids. Since the crisis began, over 100 people have been arrested for looting and destruction. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom criticized the White House for deploying hundreds of troops to support immigration agents. He and other Democratic leaders argued that the federal military presence is only escalating tensions. The Argentine government has authorized ships to operate using biofuels. The policy, published this week in the official Gazette, applies to maritime, river and lake vessels. According to the decree, biofuels have the potential to significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the maritime sector. The new rules allow biodiesel to be used either in its pure form or mixed with hydrocarbons. And now, sports. River Plate midfielder Franco Mastantuono has officially signed with Real Madrid. The transfer was completed by activating his 45 million euro release clause. The Buenos Aires province player will join the Spanish club in August, once he turns 18 years of age. Mastantuono completed his medical checkup yesterday in Buenos Aires, as required by Real Madrid. He has one more commitment with River Plate before moving to Europe, playing in the club's World Cup in the United States. The Argentine team shares Group E with Japan's Urawa Reds, Mexico's Monterrey and Inter Milan. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE. Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, a feature on Mafalda, the iconic Argentine cartoon character. But before that, let us enjoy a little bit of folk music with Ariel Ramírez and this, one of his many great compositions, called La Tristecita, The Little Sad Girl.
Thank you.
This June marks a historic moment. Mafalda, Argentina's beloved comic strip by Kino, will be published in English for the very first time. The debut volume, translated by acclaimed linguist Frank Wine, arrives June 10 via Elsewhere Editions, the children's imprint of Archipelago Books. Mafalda, the sharp-witted six-year-old who loves democracy and hates soup, ran from 1964 to 1973 and is cherished across Latin America, Europe, and beyond. Her creator, Kino, used her inquisitive voice and childlike innocence to deliver powerful social and political commentary from the Cold War to global injustice. Why now? Despite Mafalda's translation into over 30 languages, English readers have long been left out. But publisher Jill Schulman of Archipelago discovered Mafalda in Buenos Aires in 2011 and spent years securing rights. Wine's translation is rich in wit and nuance and will appear across a 5-volume series beginning this June. The English edition brings restored artwork and carefully chosen adaptations to preserve Kino's iconic tone. Alongside her cast dreamer Felipe, capitalist Manolito, talkative Susanita and others, Mafalda's questions on democracy, peace, and humanity now speak directly to English audiences. More than a comic strip, Mafalda is a cultural landmark, a catalyst for dialogue across generations and nations. Her arrival in English is a global literary event and one that many have waited decades to see. In order to celebrate this event, which is very important for many of the listeners of this show in English, that will now have the possibility of reading Mafalda in English, let's play this feature that we produced several years ago on Mafalda, part of our series on Argentines that touch the world. 10 Argentines that touch the world. Manu Ginobili, Maradona, Pope Francis. Mafalda is the only fictional character, but she definitely deserves to be in that short list of 10 Argentines that touch the world.
RAE Argentina to the World presents 10 Argentine people who impressed the world. Mafalda, the girl that thinks, claims, and dreams.
Atención, apunten, canten, desarrúguense, florezcan, desabróchense la risa.
One day, in March 1962, Mafalda was born. A character created for an advertisement, which would become a cartoon in 1964. The cartoon magazines had a large tradition in Argentina, associated to critical and political humor. They had already appeared in the 19th century, but none of their characters was a child, and least of all, a girl.
Atención, alumbren, nazcan, desbarátense, ofrezcan.
What was expected of a girl in the 60s? That she went to primary school, then to secondary school, to get trained as a teacher, and that she got married and had her own family. Exceptionally, a woman could follow a professional career that kept her away from marriage and children. That universe, already in conflict, the questioning of the role of housewife versus a working-out woman, and many other paradigms born in the aftermath of the Second World War, fed the character of Mafalda. Quino, whose real name is Joaquín Lavado, not only struck the attention of readers with a character like this, but also filled Mafalda and her friends with the most bitter criticisms of the political and social situation in Argentina and the world. The fact that Mafalda started in 1964 and ended in 1973 is quite surprising. Dozens of millions of people think that Mafalda's arguments are still as contemporary as if Quino had written them for the occasion. Quino never suspected, when he created the character, that the musing of these children would be translated into 26 languages. Japanese, Italian, Portuguese, Greek, French, Dutch, to name a few.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos.
¿Vas a leer?
Sí, un ratito.
Acuérdate que mañana tenemos que madrugar. Hay que llevar a Mafalda a la escuela.
Joaquinito, Quinito, or Quino appeared in the cartoon to interpret Mafalda's friends as the need arose. Felipe I, Manolito, Susanita, Miguelito.
Y este es el mundo de Mafalda.
Mafalda, And finally, Libertad, the little girl who exhibits her revolutionary and libertarian principles every time she can. The space voyages, gender equality, democracy, justice, the wars, the mass appearance of TV, peace in the world, the Beatles, urban life, rebellion, the world of business and businessmen, the most common traditions of the middle class.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun, till we found
those and many other topics cross the universe of Mafalda, a universe which, no doubt, changed, but whose main concerns continue asking the same questions and wishing happiness to humanity. It is Mafalda who says, "And when the consumer society achieves the consumer repletion, what?" It is her who states, "This dictionary is garbage because it says that the world comes from the Latin expression mundus, and the important thing is not where it comes from, but where it is heading to." Or, "If cars want to commit suicide, it is up to them. What I do not understand is that mania they have to commit suicide when they are taking people in them." Or, "I wonder whether modern life is not more modern than life."
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea.
Mafalda readers have seen more than once that she looks for, gets worried about, and even suffers for the world peace, hunger, and illiteracy. The planet, one of Mafalda's favorite toys, had suffocated the great fire of war less than 20 years ago, and beat at the rhythm of those utopias because the good-thinking majority was pretty sure that with peace, education, and social welfare, a society without wars could be built. Without exaggeration, Mafalda could be the number one flag bearer at the United Nations, because there, the hopes of a world based on dialogue would be deposited.
Vendo este monigote, se lo vendo por dos reales. Vendo este monigote, se lo vendo por dos reales. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote. Cómprelo, doña Juana, que le vendo cosa buena. Cómprelo, doña Juana, que le vendo cosa buena. Se alimenta con jarabe, con batata y berenjena. Se alimenta con jarabe, con batata y berenjena. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote. Aquí está, dejo el monigote y ojalá que a usted le guste. Y si salta medianoche, doña Juana, no se asuste. Y si salta medianoche, doña Juana, no se asuste. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote. Vendo este monigote, se lo vendo por dos reales. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote.
In Mafalda's last cartoon, she appears asleep and smiling. It is June 1973. Argentina had just recovered democracy after elections with no bans and few days after the political prisoners were all set free. In Latin America, democracies are the rule, and the military coups that will spread the region with dictatorships had not started yet. The girl dreams, and in her dream, the world is run over by a huge demonstration, almost as if it were a premonitory nightmare of the approaching barbaric events, first in Uruguay, later in Chile, later still in Bolivia, Susanita said. Idiot, you have a nightmare, and you still laugh. Mafalda, a cartoon born in the Southern Hemisphere, became the humor paradigm and critical thought, and continues representing the tenderness and the dreams that keeps her still alive. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented 10 Argentine people who impress the world. Mafalda, the girl that thinks, claims, and dreams. Script and production, Darío Burstein. Edition, Matías Arrezaigor. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
A little more music now, and Mafalda was a huge fan of the Beatles. We're not going to play the Beatles, but we're gonna be playing something related to the band the Beatles probably admired the most, at least during the later years. There was some kind of a contest or rivalry between them, a creative tension going on both sides of the Atlantic. I'm talking about the Beach Boys. No, we know that especially McCartney paid attention to what Brian Wilson was doing, and especially Pet Sounds was a significant influence, was it is said to be influenced by Rubber Soul, and subsequently Pet Sounds had an influence on Sgt. Pepper. But Brian Wilson, the founder and the leader of the Beach Boys, passed away yesterday at the age of 82. Many say that his composition, God Only Knows, is the best pop record of all time. And we're going to play the Spanish rendition of that song, Solo Dios Sabe, by two musical geniuses like Wilson, Charly García and Pedro Aznar, half of the band Serú Girán, in a project that they recorded back in the 1990s called Tango Cuatro that included several original songs, but one cover, and is this one by the Beach Boys that we play on the occasion of Brian Wilson's death this June 11 at the age of 82. Solo Dios Sabe. Thank you.
sea eterno este inmenso amor que te tengo. Pregúntale a las estrellas qué sería de mí sin ellas. Solo Dios sabe nuestros destinos. Si alguna vez te fueras, aún haría primavera, la vida continuaría, pero ya sin poesía. Dios es quien cruza nuestros caminos.
RAI, Argentine vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
In a unanimous vote this Wednesday, the University of Buenos Aires will honor rock legend Charly García with the title of Doctor Honoris Causa from its Faculty of Philosophy and Literature. The distinction comes from the Chair of Popular Music in the Arts Program in recognition not only of his prolific musical career but also the political resonance of his songs throughout key moments in Argentina's history. Dean Ricardo Manetti explained to Rolling Stone magazine that the initiative emerged alongside curriculum reforms and the establishment of a popular music specialization led by Lisa Dicione, Martin Liut and Marina Cañardo. They stressed García's status as one of the foundational figures in Argentine and Latin American music, and notably for the political depth of his work. The formal investiture will take place in August, at the start of the second academic term here in Argentina. García thus joins an elite group of cultural icons recognized recently, including Joaquín Sabina, the comedy musical group Les Luthiers, Daniel Barenboim, the Argentine-Israeli conductor, the late filmmaker and singer Leonardo Fabio, and writer Martín Caparrós. Now we have for you a feature covering all of the stages in Charly García's musical career, and of course, that includes his music. We bring you now a profile of a very, very important artist in the history of Argentina. We also have done something on Luis Alberto Spinetta in the past, and I told you that he was one of the two most important Argentine rock artists of all time, due to their innovation, his talent, his songs, and his influence. Today we're going to devote the next minute to the other key artist in the Argentine rock world, and that artist is Carlos Alberto García Moreno, mainly known as Charlie García. Born in the year 1950, who was born in the city of Buenos Aires, and started, as many rock musicians, a career in classical music. His parents realized that the young Charlie had talent for music. Later it was to be discovered that he had absolute ear. He has absolute ear. He can tell what key is any sound without having to go to a piano or a musical instrument. He can tell you a horn, for example, what key is that. But he started his career as a classically trained musician. Very young he passed his test to become a classical pianist, a classical musician. But while studying at the Damaso Centeno High School of Buenos Aires, he became friends with a young kid called Nito Mestre. Together they founded a duo that followed in the steps of Simon Angarfunkel and other bands of the late 1960s in that sound called folk rock or country rock. And they started their first group, Sui Generis, that was to become one of the most influential in the history of Argentina and was started by Charlie García. This track is called Welcome to the Train.
Recoge tus cosas y largo de aquí. En nombre de Cristo no quieras seguir. Si nadie me acepta, ok, ya me iré. Estoy esperando que llegue mi tren.
That was Charlie García. He was the main songwriter, pianist, guitarist eventually, and singer, mainly backing vocalist of Sui Generis, a duo, actually a band, but everybody remembers them as a duo, in which Nito Mestre usually sang the lead vocal. But Charlie did take the lead vocals in some songs, usually did harmony with Nito, and in some songs he takes the lead in some parts of the track, as it is the case in this Bienvenidos al Tren, Welcome to the Train, of the early 1970s. So he disbanded in 1975 in a historic, unforgettable concert at the Luna Park Stadium of Buenos Aires, and following that, Charlie started his next project, which, according to the fashion of the era, was a very symphonic progressive experiment with two keyboardists and very strange arrangements, complicated arrangements. La Máquina de Hacer Pájaros, The Machine of Making Birds, is the name of that project. And this is Cómo Mata el Viento Norte.
Sol, de nubes y sol, no quiero saber nada con la miseria del mundo. Y es un buen día, hay algo de paz, la tierra es nuestra.
Como Mata el Viento Norte, The Northern Wind Kills, a track by La Máquina de Hacer Pájaros, The Bird Making Machine, a group created, founded, and headed by Charlie Garcia, of whom we are doing a musical profile on Rai in English. We started with Sui Generis, the first group that he had when he was practically a teenager, and then this band in the mid-1970s, called La Máquina de Hacer Pájaros. And then came his third project, which also, just like Sui Generis, became a hugely influential band. Some call that group the Argentine Beatles. I'm speaking of Serú Girán. For this band, he put together a selection of very talented musicians, songwriters as well, and I'm referring to David Lebón, a multi-instrumentalist who had performed with Luis Alberto Spinetta in another key group as Pescado Rabioso. We've got Pedro Aznar, who was a very young bass player, the first to play fretless bass in Argentina, also a multi-instrumentalist. He is known as a bass player, but he plays guitar, keyboards, piano, drums, and he's a marvelous singer. And also, we had drummer Oscar Moro. This band had a brief lifespan, late 1970s, early 1980s, but
they were very, very influential, and they were led by Charlie Garcia, who wrote most of the songs. One of those tracks is Peperina. That was Serú Girán with Peperina, the song by for the album Bicicleta of the early 1980s. We're going over a brief summary of Charlie Garcia's songs. We are reasserting to you guys, listeners of Rai, the importance of this singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, mainly a keyboard player in the history of art and then rock. He created several bands. But I would say that he's mainly appreciated as a solo artist, and his solo career started immediately after he disbanded Serú Girán with a release in 1983 of his first solo album that is to be considered one of the most important albums of art and rock of all time. Clicks Modernos, Modern Clicks from the year 1983, filled with hits such as this one. They don't let me out. No me dejan salir.
Estoy perdido.
Charly García from his first solo album in 1983, Clicks Modernos. This tune is called No Me Dejan Salir, They Don't Let Me Out. Fast forward to the year 1988, when he traveled to the city of New York to travel his fifth album, entitled Cómo Conseguir Chicas, How to Get Girls, How to Pick Up Girls. The first hit, the first single of that tune was this one, called Funky. To conclude this overview of Charly García's songs, including the ones he wrote and interpreted with his bands, the bands he founded and led, Sui Generis, La Máquina de Hacer Pájaros, and also Serú Girán, we also went over some of his solo tracks. We are going to end with something from his 1994 album, La Hija de la Lágrima, which is a concept rock album about the story about a woman called, or nickname, the Daughter of the Tear, and that album included this rock song, The Salt Is Not Salty. For this recording, he invited the lead singer of Ratones Paranoicos, Juanse. Charly García on the airwaves of RAE with La Sal No Sala.
Thank you. at radionacional.gov.ar.
And let's go over the headlines again before signing off. President Milei confirms in Israel that the Argentine embassy will move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem next year. Argentine courts consider granting house arrest to former President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, convicted of corruption. Two police officers killed in Bolivia during clashes with Evo Morales supporters blocking roads. State of emergency declared in Los Angeles due to riots and looting during anti-immigration protests. Argentine government authorizes river vessels to use biodiesel. Sports. Franco Mastantuono passes medical check ahead of his move to Real Madrid. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio, for this Thursday, June 12, 2025. Our sound technician was Gloria Sarmiento, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening, and hasta la próxima.